بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد رواه البخاري ومسلم وفي رواية لمسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد The mother of the believers, Umm Abdullah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, He who innovates something in this matter, that is his deen of ours, that does not belong to it, then it will be rejected. Another version in Muslim reads, Whoever does an act which our matter, that is the deen, is not in agreement with, will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected and completed and chosen this deen of Islam for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as a religion. So deen and Islam is complete and is clear. There's no need for any changes, any additions, any subtractions. Deen of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is complete and is perfect. So if a person introduces new beliefs and new practices and new principles in deen, and it is so to say that he is saying that there is some shortfall, some deficiency, and the deen on A'udhu Billah is incomplete. So it is for this reason that a great Imam, Imam Malik rahimahullah, said, he who has perpetrated bid'ah, innovation, has opined that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has erred in conveying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it stands about to saying, if a person introduces new practices, new things in deen, then one A'udhu Billah is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never completes his mission and his duty. There is need for some change, some additions, some subtractions. This is what bid'ah is saying in other words. So by definition, what is bid'ah? Innovation is an act or belief which does not have its origin or evidence in the Quran, Sunnah, or the glorious era of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Tabi'in, and it is done with the intention of gaining reward and is regarded to be a part of deen. So this is very, very important that it doesn't find its basis in Quran, Sunnah, and the era of the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, and a person does it with the intention of gaining reward, and he regards it to be a part of deen. So this is what bid'ah is about. The ulama mentioned from various narrations that if a person involves himself in bid'ah, then in reality, is he depriving himself of practicing upon the Sunnah. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be deprived of drinking from the Hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the pond, the Mubarak water, from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person is involved in bid'ah, so then this person will be deprived from this bounty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And the person who is involved in bid'ah also, one is, we understand when the person does some good, and he is a means of others coming onto that good, then this person will be rewarded for that other person's good as well. Similarly, if a person does some wrong, and another person does the wrong because of him, then he will also get the sin of that. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. One is, a person when he's involved in sin, shaitan's effort is to take man away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To take this insan, this is objective, to take this insan away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does this by involving him in sin. And when a person is involved in sin, sometimes a person, in his heart he knows that it's wrong what I am doing. And if he has this regret, inshallah one day Allah will give him tawfiq to make tawbah. But he knows it's wrong. But when it comes to bid'ah, then the person, because he thinks that is something correct I am doing, this person will be deprived of tawbah. He will be deprived of gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he thinks that this is part of deen and I'm getting reward for it. So this is how shaitan works in different ways to mislead this person, to get him involved in sin and to get him involved in bid'ah. So how we protect ourselves from this? Simply we have to acquire the correct knowledge of deen, of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from authentic sources, from the ulama-i haq. We have to obtain this knowledge of sunnah, and this is how we will be. We keep on checking whether I'm doing things correctly, whether I'm doing things according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, linking ourselves with the ulama, and then in this way, inshallah, a person will be protected from bid'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding and tawfiq to practice, inshallah.